Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The arrest of now former Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez for murder is leading some to question the judgment of the Patriots and their owner Robert Kraft. The franchise first signed Hernandez as a fourth-round draft pick in 2010, and last year granted him a five-year, $40 million contract extension. Other NFL teams had passed on signing the Connecticut native and former Florida Gator because of failed drug tests and stories of him running with the wrong crowd. Joining us now with more on Hernandez and his history with the Patriots is Mike Reese, who covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Hi, Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me on today.
Mike, in terms of cases of sports figures being charged with or convicted of high-profile crimes, where does the case of Aaron Hernandez stand for you as a sports journalist?
For me, it would be right at the top of the list, specifically because of the murder charge. That's one that you don't see come across your computer screen very often, specific to covering one team like I am with the Patriots. And that's why one of the things I wrote was that this is one of the lowlights of the Kraft family's 20-year ownership of the Patriots, because something like this just doesn't happen every day.
Mm-hmm. Does this tarnish the Patriots brand?
Well, I think there's no question that it does. I think what the Patriots can fall back on is that one thing like this doesn't necessarily erase 20 years of mostly good, but certainly it does, and it's partly due to what you mentioned. It wasn't just that they drafted him in 2010, but it was that they endorsed him in August of 2012 by signing him to that contract extension. And usually, you know, when the Patriots do that, that means that they're comfortable with the player both on and off the field. And while no one could have predicted that Hernandez would be in this type of situation, I think most would acknowledge that there was more risk in signing him to an extension than many of the other players they have in the past.
The Patriots are known as a team that's extremely careful when it comes to vetting its potential players, doing extensive research. We need to stress that Hernandez is, of course, only charged at this point, and he's considered innocent until proven guilty. But if he had a history of drug tests that turned up marijuana use and arrests for other things, including a bar fight, why did the Patriots take a chance on him when other teams would not?
They picked him in the fourth round out of seven, so it was a very low-risk situation in terms of the financial investment, and they felt like they had a good structure within the team with leaders like Tom Brady, Vince Wilfork, and others that really they've taken risks in the past where players come in, they say, look, we're going to give you a clean slate here, and let's see what you can do with that clean slate. And I think with Hernandez, it was okay, you know, until they took the second risk. And now you ask yourself, how could you do that? Part of the reason they did take this risk of signing him to this extension was because of some of the bigger factors at play in the NFL, where the teams weren't going to have an increased salary cap from the years 2011 to 2014 to 15. So they were trying to be aggressive in extending the contracts of some of their key players.
You've had interactions with Aaron Hernandez as a reporter and him being a player in the locker room. What was your perception of him?
My perception of Hernandez was someone who lived his job. He loved football. His work was his play. And he told me in his first year here, when he was 20 years old, the youngest player in the league when he entered the NFL in 2010, that he didn't really like school when he was there. He really only wanted to play football. So this was sort of perfect for him. You know, teammates would tell me he was a reliable teammate. They thought he was very smart, if not maybe a little immature off the field. And there would be times when he would walk through the locker room and have that really bright smile, and he'd come up to you as a reporter and shake your hand, ask you how you were doing, would strike up conversation, seem like a friendly guy.
Do you think that there are two Aaron Hernandezes?
Part of me does, and it goes back to my experiences with him in the locker room. Seemed like a believable guy. I remember when he spoke about his contract extension last August of 2012, how he talked about, you know, now it was up to him to live the right way and make the right choices. And he talked about fatherhood and what it meant to him to have his future secure. And it sounded like a feel-good story at the time. There was no reason to think really otherwise. And then you saw the picture of him in the courtroom and sort of just the chilling lack of emotion as the charges were read off. And I thought to myself, this is not the same person that I would see on a daily basis covering the New England Patriots.
Okay, Mike Reese covers the Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Mike, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.